And welcome to this brand new program. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred, host of Radio Thrift Shop and coordinator of Free Radio Skybird. And this is Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. The Alan Lorber Orchestra with Tim Hardin's Hang On to a Dream. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're hanging on to a gentle dream on Gentle on My Mind. Tune in, turn on to the Mighty Mellow.
Dollar in my hand and an aching in my heart and my pockets full of sand. I'm a long way from home and I miss my loved ones so. Tasted good, and those women, they were fast. Well, now there she goes, my friend. She's a rolling out at last. Hear the mighty engines a roar. See the silver wing on high. no earthly good to me. 'Cause I'm stuck here on the ground, cold and tired as I can be. You can jump a jet plane.
Early morning.
Tony Evans with a tune called Gypsy Cream, and before that, Tony Osborne and John N. Paul. From the CD, Gypsy Creams and Ginger Nuts, Sounds That Swept the Supermarkets. And we started that set off with The Settlers and Early Morning Rain.
Exploring Science in the Sea. For more than 3 months, giant kelp off the coast of California bobbed up and down like a pump jack in an oil field. The goal of that motion was to replace a few pump jacks by developing a replacement for some of the country's oil. Corn and other crops are already used to produce biofuel, but they require land, fertilizer, pesticide, and fresh water. So researchers are looking at ways to produce biofuels using organisms grown in the oceans, including kelp. Although the kelp would release carbon dioxide when it was burned as fuel, newly grown kelp would take up carbon dioxide, so the process would basically be carbon neutral. Kelp is found in shallow waters all over the world, but harvesting natural kelp would disturb fish and other organisms that use the kelp for food or protection. So scientists are looking at ways to grow it away from the coast in the open ocean. And that's where the bobbing comes in. Researchers built a gridwork of pipes for the giant kelp to attach to. They then placed the platform off Catalina Island near Los Angeles. During the day, the platform stayed near the surface, providing plenty of sunlight. At night, it dropped to a depth of about 250 feet, immersing the kelp in nutrient-rich waters. The kelp grew by up to 2 or 3 feet per day, much faster than patches that were grown in a more natural kelp environment close to shore. More tests are being planned. If they work out, they could lead to full-scale kelp farming and a new source of energy. Science in the Sea is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Relax. Breathe. Chill. Unplug. It's gentle on my mind, an easy listening experience.
I lead a charmed life, as you see. Must be a charmed life, you're with me. I never dreamed in all of my palmiest days. With you skies, I view skies as blue skies wherever I gaze. A child of fortune, heaven knows. The milk and nice to know that there are two happy as we, and that you can lead a charmed life with me.
Thank you.
From the soundtrack of Slippery When Wet, that's Bud Shank and Mook's theme. Before that, the Three Sons from their album Movin' and Groovin', we heard the Vagabond King Waltz, and we started off with Russ Garcia, his choir and orchestra, I Lead a Charmed Life. Well, this is the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred. You're listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. For your charmed life.
This is Bird Note. Imagine you're about to shake hands, but with a sulfur-crested cockatoo. Should you offer your right hand or your left? You should hold out your left hand. That's because most sulfur-crested cockatoos are left-footed. In complex tasks like manipulating a piece of fruit, these intelligent birds work intently with their feet. A parrot's eyes are located on the sides of its head. So if it wants to look at something, say a delicious piece of fruit, it has got to cock its head one way or the other to do it. And if it looks with its left eye, then it uses its left foot. Scientists call this handedness. That's when one hand, or foot, is used consistently over the other for doing more complex tasks. In a study of 16 Australian parrot species, scientists found that about half were lefties, a third were righties, and a few were neither. Handedness, once thought unique to humans, is also seen in chimps and gorillas, mostly righties, and orangutans, mostly lefties, as well as cats and kangaroos. The evolution of handedness, for righties and lefties alike, improves skill and efficiency in complex tasks for both parrots and for humans. For BirdNote, I'm Michael Stein.
This show is made possible by Jim and Berta Falconer of Seattle, Heidi Olsch, and the Horizons Foundation.
Welcome back to Gentle on My Mind. I'm the Mighty Mellow DJ Fred, and it's time for the Mancini Moment. Thank you. music floating back to our ears from 1963, the soundtrack to the film The Pink Panther. That was Henry Mancini with three tunes. We started off with Piano and Strings, then The Greatest Gift, and finally Dreamy. And I hope you're enjoying the dreamy music here on Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience.
Thank you.
Sergio Mendez and Brazil 66, The Fool on the Hill.
Exploring science in the sea. Researchers have given pacemakers to moon jellyfish. That makes the jellyfish swim faster. And in the future, similar devices may allow scientists to control the jellyfish, turning them into deep sea explorers. For the jellyfish experiment, scientists placed a tiny probe in the bells of moon jellyfish. These creatures are found in oceans all over the world, from the tropics to much colder regions. They're big, the size of a dinner plate or bigger, and you can see right through them. The probe that scientists used in the jellyfish experiment was less than an inch long, but the tiny package contained a battery and a computer processor. Electrodes from the probe were implanted in the muscles that propel the jellyfish. Those muscles collapse the bell, the round body of the jellyfish, causing it to shoot out water. That pushes the jellyfish in the opposite direction. The probes controlled those muscle contractions. The researchers were able to make the jellyfish swim almost 3 times faster than average. And the experiments showed there was no extra stress on the bodies of the jellyfish. The researchers plan to work on ways to control the direction the jellyfish swim. And they're looking at attaching tiny sensor packages to measure water temperature, salinity, oxygen levels, and more. Attaching the instruments to mini jellyfish could allow scientists to study parts of the oceans that are poorly understood, especially the deep ocean, thanks to bionic jellyfish. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you. Thank you.
amazing musician and inventor of the electric sitar, Vincent Bell, whom we lost last year. That was his rendition of Something Stupid. Before that, Mr. Art Farmer with We've Only Just Begun. And we started that set off with Ahmad Jamal and Black Cow. Well, I'm the Mighty Mellow, DJ Fred, saying thank you for listening to Gentle on My Mind, an easy listening experience. If you'd like to connect, we have a group on Facebook. It's simply Gentle on My Mind. Until our next broadcast, thank you for listening. And remember, be gentle with yourself. Be gentle of spirit. Be gentle on your mind.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop at lunch and give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing off the wall. That's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and call my name out low. And she'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know I would really go.